Indiana. The Browns have touched down and have arrived to take on the Falcons coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Georgia Dome. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Segura. The best sign of all, besides all of these people, Josh Gordon is here.
Oh, thank goodness. Flash Gordon has arrived in Atlanta, and he is ready to make an immediate impact for this team. Whenever you get the leading receiver in the league back, it's always good for you, and I think we're going to get to see him help out Brian Hoyer, the other receivers, and, of course, the ground game.
Here's the amazing thing. Sometimes when you get a player back this late in the year, it's because of injury. Not so here. This guy's really ready.
Oh, and he's been working out hard in the off seasons. Lost 10 pounds, or in a suspension, I should say. Lost 10 pounds. He's in the best shape of his life. When I asked Joe Hayden, who went one-on-one with him all week in practice, I said, how's Josh Gordon? He said, I think he might be better than ever. He's quicker, faster, and more explosive.
Atlanta comes into the game. They've won two in a row. They're 4-6. They're in first place in their division.
That's
but
not fair.
That is not fair. But they can really throw and catch the ball.
No question. It's a big play offense. You got Matt Ryan, the quarterback, Julio Jones, Roddy White, Devin Hester, Harry Douglas. A lot of weapons. The key is to get Matt Ryan off of his spot and get that pass rush. So Paul Kruger, Barkevious Mingo need to get to the quarterback to stop Matt Ryan.
Now, I heard you say earlier in the week, Isaiah Crowell, who's from this area, has 50 family and friends at the game. So the Crow, who of course now moves up the ladder with Ben Tate, not with the team anymore, and Terrence West, this is their running game.
Oh, it's their game, and this is the game where I expect to see them both excel on turf. They're going to be fast, and I think that plays into what the Browns do well. This is a homecoming for Isaiah Crowell. He was the number one recruit out of high school at running back out down here in Georgia from Columbus, Georgia. So he played at the University of Georgia. This is his homecoming. It means something special to him. I'm looking for a career high in rushing yards from the Crow, and I'm also looking for a solid day from West. If the Browns get to 150 on the ground, Jim, they win this game.
Let's just touch on Brian Hoyer. Anytime he's had an off game, he's come right back and had a good game. He had an off game last Sunday. So the theme would be have a good one tomorrow.
Well, it certainly helps to get Josh Gordon back. I think that's going to make anybody look better. But listen, Brian Hoyer has been resilient. This Browns team's been resilient. They haven't lost back-to-back games all season. I think they can come down here, pull this one off. Hoyer's going to get a lot of help from the ground game against a much softer defensive front. And I think play action's going to be there. And Josh is just going to help everybody. I'm looking for a big offensive output in what's going to be a high-scoring game.
Fear not. We are not alone here in Atlanta. Look at all these Browns fans. And we are ready to go tomorrow. For Nathan Segura, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for stopping by. ClevelandBrowns.com.